The festive music blaring from the protesters' loudspeakers belied the tension this morning at the entrance to the financial district just hours after the grenade attacks. It's here that the military has drawn its line in the sand, refusing to allow the protesters to occupy the business district as they have the upmarket shopping area nearby, where malls and five-star hotels have been shuttered for weeks now. Here, the demonstrators are hunkered down behind their Mad Max-style barricade of tires and sharpened bamboo poles, the heavily armed soldiers on the other side of the street behind rolls of razor wire. The government says last night's grenades were fired from inside the Red Shirts camp. Nonsense, says 45-year-old Yatip Jitchoy.
No bomb. No bomb from us. From bomb from where we don't know. From where we don't know because we are here. Government say Red Shirt do. But we not do anything. We are dancing, you see?
Another Red Shirt points to the upper floors of nearby office buildings overlooking the site where he says army snipers are watching and waiting. Yatip Jitchoy says she's not scared of dying and says she's staying until Prime Minister Abhisit Chachiwa and his government go.
We want Abhisit to surrender the power back to the people because Abhisit did not come from democratic way. Abhisit come from army.
The Oxford-educated Abhisit is still hanging on with help from the military and other elements of the political elite. Many middle and upper-class residents of the capital see the Red Shirts as a bunch of ignorant hillbillies paid to protest by shadowy men working for fugitive Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. For the past two nights, several hundred of these government supporters have been taunting the Red Shirts near the business district, hurling rocks and insults, calling the Red Shirts Kwai, or water buffalo, the Thai equivalent for stupid or worse. So far, the Red Shirts have refused to take the bait. But for a supposedly ignorant mob, the Red Shirts have proven both resilient and adaptable. Accused this week of being disloyal to the country and the king, the Red Shirts responded by starting their daily protests with a national anthem before resuming their verbal attacks on the prime minister. They insist they are not disloyal, just dissatisfied with a political system that favors the traditional elite at the expense of the long-neglected rural majority. The protests and fundraising are also spreading. Red Shirts in the north this week stopped a trainload of troops and their transport from heading south, fearing they would be used against their colleagues in the capital. Meanwhile, the economic cost of the protests is beginning to be felt in many sectors, especially tourism.
From 10 April till now, no customers. Sometimes only one person come and buy some ticket for go out from Thailand.
Not come in?
No.
Ratia Tungtumlung runs a small travel agency not far from the protesters' main venue. She says business is down 60% since the protests began. At this rate, she says, she can only last another month. Back in Siloam, the business district the military was supposed to protect, last night's grenades have spooked many. Parichad Wakchukdi runs a sidewalk coffee stand near where the grenades struck. Yesterday, she was swamped with customers, but not today.
Not good, yeah. And many company closed. No people work.
So business down how much?
80%.
80%?
Yeah, 80% about.
She says she's scared there's going to be more fighting, big fighting, soon between the army and the Red Shirts. She's not the only one who thinks so. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.